This weekly, we are talking wrong jerseys, wrong choices, and messing with the wrong one. It's all so wrong! This week's World Star Weekly starts right now.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
You hear that noise? Oh, it's time to run! I love how we're dedicated to urban entertainment. That just means black. I just feel like the urban just means black. But if you don't know, welcome to World Star Weekly, where we break down and take down the best and the worst of World Star viral clips each and every week with fun but real discussions that need to be had. I am your host. My name's Teron, and of course, I'm alongside the one and only.
Ooh, it's your boy, Tanier Williams. What's up, people? How you guys doing? How you doing?
I like that. That came in like, that was like, we should just start a rap group or something. That was a thing.
He was like, whip.
That was like,
right
that was like
time.
A that was like an alley-oop. I like ooped and you went
I appreciate
boom.
That. Grab that mug and just
I like that. I like yeah. that. And even though you only have fellas on the panel, we do have Steph Sabra in the booth holding it down for the ladies, if that's the proper pronoun of the week.
Women.
For the women?
For the women.
What's wrong with ladies? What's wrong with ladies?
Ladies is fine, but I think women is a little bit more dominant.
Wow. Like she's grown.
Really? Yeah, I've grown. I guess, you know I'm what? Handling you don't my know. Own. I have my own bank account.
You don't know some of the ladies I know because they dominate. Oh, like some of them be in those S&M dungeons and everything.
Okay.
What we're going to do is this week on World Star Weekly, we're going to talk about some things. Can't touch this. Number one, keepa, your hands off my keepa. Don't cut in line. Say it. Don't spray it. Trust me, you're going to want to watch that. You have the right to remain twerking. Just say no. Father's Day as we end in a positive note, as always, and more. I want to get into a lot of these videos. And remember, we play these videos. We mm-hmm. watch them. We do not condone the behavior on some of the videos. We are just here. We don't write the rules. We just read them, okay? I just want everyone to know parental advisory is recommended for this show. Coming in first at three. Okay. I am so sorry. I was about to say 300,000, but no, this is a new clip. It's at 3,455 views. That's a very new clip, but it's definitely going up in virility because that has only been in the last 15 minutes.
That's a good
Can't
word,
touch this.
By the way, virility.
You like that?
I do like that.
Yeah, not to be mistaken for other words with V. Let's go with this clip, Can't Touch This, where we see DeMarcus Lawrence, who is the defensive end for the Cowboys. He savagely basically denies an autograph to a kid wearing a Giants jersey. So here we have this nice little kid. Let's call him little Johnny.
DeMarcus!
The kid runs up to DeMarcus. DeMarcus security just pushes him back, and he says, get the right jersey, son, as he's wearing a Giants
Man,
jersey.
Man, just a big stiff arm, like Heisman, like kept it. Well, it wasn't even like, it was just more like the look, like, and he didn't even say anything until like a couple steps later. Then he was like, oh yeah, by the way, get the right jersey, son.
I mean, he was already about that. He probably said something as they were walking up, because the security knew exactly what to do. The security stiff arm. The little kid. Johnny got pushed back.
He did, and I think it was some of, like, the jean shorts he was wearing, they were a little tight, like, coming up, so they were like, nah, not to think, you know.
Not
and you. You got the wrong jersey on?
You got
on?
The wrong
Come
jersey on.
Man.
How do you feel about that, though? Do you think he had a responsibility as an athlete?
You know what? For me personally, I think he did. Even like I felt like he could have come up, signed it, and then snuck in a little jab. Like, hey, man, like, you're lucky I'm signing this because you got the wrong jersey on, but here you go. You know, just because, I don't know, for little kids like that, that's like a big... You know, probably a big thing.
What if he's in a rush? What if he's getting to the game? What if there's something else going
on?
Something we forget about athletes. Athletes are people, too.
This is true.
And even though, yes, they are there for our entertainment, that is not what they are there for. They are real people.
This is true.
This comes up when people are sitting there just yelling, you stupid, you can't dunk that. Like, sometimes these players are like 19 years old.
Right.
And these grown men are yelling at them. So in this situation, what if he's in a rush to get somewhere and he made a comment?
You know what? I do think about that. I don't know, something about kids. And I feel like that's why a lot of times when they come up, they feel like, oh, like, you're not going to turn away no kid. But you see stuff like even just recently at the U.S. Open, you know, everybody be coming with their rackets and ball and like sign, and they can only sign like so much stuff, so somebody's gonna get, you know, denied and upset.
Someone's gonna get stiffed.
Yeah, so
it has to happen to someone. Unfortunately, it happened to this kid, and you know what, I think that kid needs to learn early that privilege doesn't doesn't apply just true. Because you're a kid.
Well, and also the last thing, like you said, even if he had to get somewhere, the fact that it was really just one little boy, like, kind of made it even more. Like, it wasn't like a mob where it was like, hey, everybody's got to go. It was just like, how long would that have taken?
Hey, DeMarcus! Right. And he had the cutest little voice, too, like, hey, DeMarcus! Right. It was just... Can you please sign this? No, you stupid kid, and your stupid Giants jersey. I'm a cowboy, not a giant.
Get your jersey game right.
You but know? If you were an athlete and you saw someone who was wearing your opposing apparel, would you be as nice to them, as accommodating to them, as you would to a person who's a fan?
That's a good question, because for me, that would be something like I'm a lifelong Laker fan. So sure. I'm thinking, if I was like Laker fan, I grew up and I was on the Lakers, and then I saw someone in like a Celtics jersey come up, or a little kid, like, hey man, can I get you? Just, you would kind of be like,
bro, you're basically just chasing, you're star chasing right now. You're not a true fan. You're just looking for what, because that whole family had Giants outfits on.
Yes.
And let's be, they are division rivals. These are specific. The only thing worse than wearing a Giants jersey would be wearing a Redskins jersey at that point.
Exactly. That whole, like you said, that whole
that
division
rivalry,
gets,
sure.
it gets deep in there. And people, like my brother's, my sister-in-law, diehard Redskins fan. And like you said, that when... I made a joke something about one time, like, you know, oh, like if Dallas comes here, and she was like, no, like she didn't play that. Like, her family actually is from D.C., and they're like huge Redskins, like go to the games and all this stuff, so they don't play that kind of stuff. So I could kind of see, you know, if, I could see people being like that. But me personally, if that was me, I mean, I guess I just have a soft spot. I'd probably be like.
For kids?
Yeah.
I think I would, too. I would have signed it. I might have made a comment or signed in the comment.
Definitely. I definitely would have
like,
made a comment about it.
I would have been like, yo, wearing the wrong jersey. No Giants over here. Right. You know, something.
And said something to the parents. Like, get your kid right, you know.
Standing on the shoulder of Giants doesn't make you a Giant. Something cute and
Boom.
Clever. But
Dropping
do you
on
think
little Timmy.
That race played a part in his decision?
Ooh.
Now, this is something we don't see often, where a reverse racism comes up and it actually affects the person. This little kid, hey, DeMarcus, he had possibly kid privilege, but also possibly white privilege. His family's like, of course they're going to sign. They're going to sign everything we give them. That's what they do. They're also clearly in some VIP section of something where they were the only ones.
Mm.
And so he assumed that this would happen. And DeMarcus saw a privileged little white boy wearing the wrong jersey and kept going. Would he have signed it for a black kid?
That is a good... I never even thought about that, but, man. I don't know. Maybe depending on how he... If the little kid... Like, had it been, like, a little black kid from, like, Make-A-Wish Foundation and had the Giants, you know? And it's like, oh, man.
Hey,
like,
DeMarcus!
Yeah,
I like, have leukemia!
Right, come on.
And he was like, stiff arm him!
Right. Or if it was, like, a kid just from the hood, like, hey, nigga, you gonna sign my stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why not? You know, you got the wrong jersey on, though. You know,
I feel like maybe he would have been more likely to sign a little black kid's.
Could have been
for an autograph. And he just saw this family, especially, and it has to do with his demeanor and the way he was walking. I just felt that. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know DeMarcus. I don't know anything about him, but I just felt that. Steph Sabra in the booth. What would you do if a kid was wearing the opposite jersey to your team?
You know I would sign it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've been asking for an autograph for years.
Oh,
let's,
wow.
go to the next. Let's go to the next
years.
Clip, please. Coming in at 35,789 views, this one I nicknamed Keepa, your hands off my Keepa. Now, a Keepa is more commonly known as a yarmulke. It's something that people of the Jewish faith tend to wear on their heads to remind them that there is a God above them at all times. In this specific clip, a man in New York, he's actually a gay activist, a Jewish activist, New York man, he's demanded by another person to take his kippah off because it's pink and he's representing gay pride. So a New York man demands gay Jewish activists to take off his pink kippah and says to him, stay in the closet. Let's play at least a part of this clip. Here we have someone going down to what seems to be the train, taking the subway. He comes back up.
Leave me alone. What, because I'm gay and wearing a kippah? Is that why?
It's Hebrew Hashem. You're desecrating the name of God.
Explain it. Talk it out.
Now, I want everyone to understand what he said. He said, you're desecrating the name of Hashem. Hashem is the Jewish term for God. It's the word.
Murdered for it. take the kippah off.
He says, you'll get murdered for it. That's
this
where we
is my
get
life in my city. I don't have to take my kippah off.
Stay in the closet. Make sure your closet is in another closet. Instead, you want to come out and you still be in a closet.
That's enough. I think he's seen enough of this clip. This once you say stay in the closet, right. to make sure your closet's in another closet, I feel like we get the point of what's going on here.
That was it for me right
now,
there.
You see a lot of people watching. You see a lot of people looking. This guy's clearly... And here's something interesting. I believe that the person who you saw, that gentleman, was also Jewish. Mm-hmm. And people wouldn't possibly be aware of this, but there's an entire group of Ethiopian Jews who are also... at least culturally denoted as the original Jews, right? Mm-hmm, so these darker right. Jews, and they have a lot have moved back to Israel and so forth. But because he's using the proper terms, I'm assuming he's Jewish too, and he's also
that's what
getting
I was assuming.
Upset.
Yeah.
So he's coming up the stairs and he sees this person wearing a pink kippah, and he's going off on him.
Yes. Yeah. That was first. It kind of took me back a little bit just because. Of how angry he was. And it's not like it didn't seem the person with the camera was antagonizing him. I mean, we don't know maybe what happened before then, but it just looked like the guy, he was just coming up like, you are a disgrace, you know, all that, and just starts going off on him. So I was, I don't know. It was for him to be so angry about it. I guess for me, you know, I just don't know if I would get aggressive at people like that. I would probably just be like, all right, dude, like, do you? You know, I guess that's...
Yeah, but he's also hindering him from going to the subway. We don't know.
This is
true. This is a DeMarcus Lawrence situation. Maybe he's late to something, and
he's
now
the Jewish
he
DeMarcus
has to
Lawrence.
Back away because this gentleman has taken it upon himself to be the crusader of Moses and deny everything gay because right. of biblical reference.
Right.
Which, by the way, I just want to assert at this point that the Bible, and in this reference, I mean the Bible meaning the Torah, refers to gayness maybe 5 times. Mm. The Christian Bible refers to it maybe 8 times. It actually tells you not to eat meat on Fridays more times than it tells you not to be gay or reference gayness. That is something that is true. That's not my opinion. That is a truth.
Yeah, that was that when I was watching
eating
that one.
Eating meat on Friday is a sin. I
right.
just want to remind people.
Right.
You're going to go to hell.
Go.
Is that shrimp?
Is that really worth it?
Can't
you know?
Eat shrimp.
Yeah, that guy, man, I mean, he was fired up for show.
He was
so
very upset.
I was, and you guys saw, I saw the, you know, when they got the two girls between them on the corner there, you could definitely tell that would have been just like a very awkward situation to be like, what are we in between like a religious war right now? Like, what is going on? They were like,
stay in the closet and make sure your closet's in another closet and then keep it in the closet. And then when it's in the closet, I don't understand. Actually, especially when people say things like stay in the closet, if it wasn't for gay people, we wouldn't have closets. Like most of our clothes. I don't understand what the problem is in 2019 with someone else being gay. I still don't understand that. Why do you care so much?
And that, I guess that's the point of view. I was like, man, just... let that dude be, you know. But the fact that he was like, someone's going to murder you and or, you know, something like that.
You're desecrating. Desecrating's a real
that's
word.
A
like,
strong
that's
word,
a
strong
word, man. I don't think I've used the term desecrating.
Yeah.
I think that's a underused term. I'm going to bring that back. That's going to be my
you are desecrating my house.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to be over there saying, what?
Right.
What did you just desecrate
right.
me? Oh, I will desecrate you. You're desecrating my name. I'm going to start using desecrate in sentences all the time.
And you know people just won't know and be like, oh, okay.
No, that's so, a Scrabble word for sure.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I'm desecrating.
You just don't throw desecrate around.
That's a real word. That's a term.
Not for sure.
People get very fired up when it comes to religion. People get very fired up when it comes to homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Religion, a lot of, in my personal opinion, when it comes to religion, a lot of people use religion to justify their own personal issues. That's how I think. Bad people will justify, they will use religion to justify their evilness.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Say, but it's in the name of the religion. No, it's in the name of you evil bastard. You're a piece of shit.
Right.
like, you can't. This is how religion pretty much goes, right? So let's look at Christianity. Jesus is like, hey, everybody, I want you to love everyone. What about the gays? Yeah, they're people too. What about the blacks? We can't love them. Yeah, just people.
Right.
What about the Jews? I'm Jewish, so
right.
awkward, but Yeah.
I'm going to say too. Yeah on that
like,
one.
It just really comes off like 99% of all religions like love everyone. And there's 1% that's like something violent.
Right.
And then everyone's like, that's what it says. Look at what it says. Yeah, but above and below that, it says love, love, love.
Right.
Yeah, but here, it says
this one line, like taken, usually taken out of context
exactly.
or something. Like, but
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right. The Bible says.
But like, that's not what the full story. You got to read the whole story.
Right.
They weren't just having gay sex. They were raping.
Right. Yeah, they were on a whole nother level.
Yeah, but there were other cities where they were just regular raping, and that was okay. No, that's not okay.
Right.
That's not okay. Like, I just never understand how this goes on. I don't know if the activists antagonized this person. I don't think so, simply because of the way he was coming off in the video. It could have been... Right. He didn't find that this kid volunteered his opinion. And even if he did antagonize, it was after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
It was after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, like you said, like the way it didn't seem like in some of the other videos where a person's like firing questions or, yeah, like you're telling like, oh, okay, they want to fight. This dude, I mean, we just catch it in the middle. He's already pointing the finger. Like,
yeah, he's ready to go. Well, if nothing else, it made me want to get a pink keeper. Steph Sabra, thoughts on this one?
It always surprises me when people of color and people from oppressed groups are racist and hateful, so I think he's just an asshole.
Ooh.
That's the Steph Sabra commentary.
The tea.
That's the tea.
Sheesh.
If I was Jewish, I would 100% rock a pink kippah.
There you go. Kippah.
Kippah.
Yeah, kippah. Your hands
like
off my kippah. That's how it works. Coming in at the next clip, 279,554 views. Now, this one is also an interesting clip. It's Don't Cut in Line. There's a black man who's videotaping and basically details his interaction he has with this white man at the airport, where this white gentleman seems to have cut him off in the line for customer service. We got to watch the clip. It speaks for itself. Here we see the black gentleman.
There's no one in the line. He stepped up in front of someone else in line. I made eye contact with the guy that was next. He didn't step up. I looked at the customs agent. He looks at me and tells me to come up. So I step up. Next thing I know, he goes, "Oh, you got that nigger pride." I look back. He's not next.
Just like your kind.
He goes,
"You're not next." I'm not. I didn't say it's just like your kind, dude.
Who's next? I look back to the line. Who's in line behind me?
Like his kind does.
Who's in line behind me?
Like his kind does.
Who's in line behind me?
I'm kind of believing him at this point. I'm so sorry.
We know what kind of blood he's got in him because we know they got a lie. They know they got a lie. Every word out of the mouth has got to be
That's
a lie.
That's the white gentleman, in case you're not sure and you're listening to us on iTunes.
Did you call me the P word? Did you call me the P word?
Did you call him the P word?
Did you call me the P word?
I didn't say no derogatory terms like you did.
Privilege?
Oh, well, the P word is privilege.
I'm standing in line.
Didn't know
like
that.
Now I know.
Yeah.
I could have gone the same line, but I was courteous. Because I don't have that black skin.
Who was in line behind me, sir? No one was in line behind me. I looked at the immigration agent and he called me above. Next thing he knows, he says, "Oh, he's got that nigger pride." Oh. Because after I looked back and I said, "Who's next?" I gave him a face.
Look here, I left my back.
I believe you said that, sir. All right, we get the point of the clip.
First of all, why was this like you said, it was weird to me because it seemed like a nice argument over something that was like, you know, they're just like, "Now, did I say this?" And he's like, "No, sir, you did not." Like, normally people would be like yelling and fighting. Like, I was wondering.
I appreciate the calmness of this interaction.
It was amazing. Because like you said, people filming, and he's like, "Did I say," like, just throwing out terms. And he's like, normally you would know how that kind of conversation would go.
Well, just to be fair. Just to add a little more racism to racism, he is light-skinned.
Yes.
You know how my kind can get.
Right.
We're always lying, that's for sure.
My kind, yeah.
His kind.
I almost thought, I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, do these guys know each other? And they're just having a real racist conversation, but they're kind of friends.
No, you know? I don't think they know each other.
And then, because there was parts of it when you were just like, no, they
can't.
Getting
the story down.
When did privilege turn into a slur? I'm confused.
Oh, you don't know about the P word. Did you just use
just
the word?
Dropped
did you just drop the P word?
I was like, oh, he called him a pussy. I'm not sure. And then he's like, privilege.
Yo, you don't know. Ooh, you said it twice?
Privilege.
Okay. All right, calm down.
This show is getting canceled for sure.
There is a situation where a lot of white males are upset by the concept of saying that they're privileged because they don't feel so privileged. A lot of white males, especially of a lower socioeconomic status, a lot of people who don't feel this privilege. Mm. They don't understand the privilege. The concept is they don't see it. But oftentimes we do not see outside of our own skin. We see our stories, which is why we have the saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes. However, walking a mile in someone else's shoes is not enough. You have to walk a mile in someone else's shoes with their feet and their legs and their knowledge of how to walk, and then see how far you would get. Mm. And that's the concept. People think automatically when you say privilege, that means all white people will be successful. That is not what it means. It simply means that race is not going to be one of the defining factors in your lack of success. And that is something that is a form of privilege. Now, there are different forms of privilege. Everyone has some type of privilege. The biggest privilege of all that we know socioeconomically and status in society is white privilege. That is it. But being tall is a privilege. We're both tall. That's a privilege. I can reach for something in a shelf and get it down without having to climb up and stuff. I never have to ask Steph to do that for me, you know? She's 5'0". So the concept I get is...
I'm 5'5", put some respect.
Oh! Yo, 5'5", with brown eyes. 5'5", with brown eyes. So the concept is privilege comes in all forms. However, white privilege is the highest privilege that we know in the world as of now.
Yeah.
Male privilege is a privilege. You know, when I leave the club, I don't have to worry about getting murdered for the most part or raped. I just go to my car and go home. But if a young lady leaves the club, she has to worry about all these other factors before she even gets to her car. That's a form of privilege.
I was actually, the other thing that struck me about that, or that really hit me, was when he was talking about the agent or whatever he said, and he was like, yeah, he said, well, there goes that nigger pride, you know? And the guy was like, well, you know, it wasn't like, I didn't say that. It was just like, well, that is your people or,
no,
you know.
He said, you're lying.
Oh, you're lying.
And then
that's
he said,
right.
That's when he started saying you're lying, but that's what his kind does.
Right.
That's making me inclined to believe you said that. Just right. To let you know, I am much more inclined to believe the wonderful Jimi Hendrix looking Lenny Kravitz individual right. Is way more credible than the Garth Brooks, Brad Paisley individual. Nothing to do with the artists themselves, just the credibility of, you know who I'm talking about when I say that and their credibility. That's all.
There you go. No, yeah, it was like you said, watching that, it was strange, but...
And it's strange because it's 2019 and these things are still happening. In fact, they are rampant. And you would think, and the only thing that's happening, I feel like less, is that people are more aware of the camera. So the fact that he's still saying this with the camera on, how do you think he reacts when the camera's off?
Oh.
That's the thing people don't realize about racism. A lot of people feel that all white people are racist. I do not feel that at all. In fact, I don't feel like it's a majority of white people. Let's assume that it's only 30% of white people, which is a good assumption. That is a fair assumption. 30%, which means 30 people out of every 100.
Right.
Well, that 30% would still mean that it's more white people than there are all of black people in this country. Right. That's what people don't realize. That means that there would be more. And some of these people have jobs in human resources, as bank managers, as loan officers, right. Things that affect our daily lives. And they think this way and they feel this way. They are producers. They are directors. They are casting agents in Hollywood. They feel this way. They are people on sports teams. Well, not really on sports teams. So, at that point, you'd have to be like, you know what? You gotta choose the black guy. Right. But the point is that these are decision makers. These are tastemakers. They are trendsetters. These are people who have power a lot of times. It could simply be the customer service agent who decides who gets on the plane and who doesn't.
Yep. No, that's very true. And that's why, like you said, that's why this whole... I don't know. Like I saw that one twice. I was like, I got to go back and see this again. Like, did this really happen? And really kind of analyze just how that, like, their whole interaction. Like you said, even in front of the camera type stuff. I think he actually turned his phone on like midway, or at least he started filming. Like,
he started filming.
I didn't.
I did not call this nigger a nigger. That's not what I did.
I was like, son.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Can we rewind?
Rewind. All right. Let's go to the next clip. It's 78,440 views. Say it, don't spray it. This one is a bit heated. It is what we're typical of a world star clip. A shorty went off on her man and spray painted his car because he cheated on her. But there is a catch. Let's go to this clip. So this young man allegedly...
Niggas will fucking cheat regardless, like I said. They'll move to a whole other fucking state with you, eat your ass, suck your toes, all that shit, and still fucking cheat because they're fucking dirty whores.
Mm.
I think she's upset. Oh, he's in the car while she spray paints whore on his car in black paint.
Yeah, fucking dead ass.
Okay.
First of all, like when she got to the when she started the spray painting, like the fact that she was actually able to do the whole thing, he just sat there. I was like,
well, I think he was a bit of in shock. I think,
like, is she really doing this right now?
It took him, like, he got out the car and looked like, wait, what?
Right.
What? This is my car. Like, she spray painted whore on his car.
And she had to have come up with it in her hand. So, I you know, was he just looking like, you're not going really do
yeah,
it.
I don't. I think a lot of times people don't think that it's going to happen. Like,
man,
it happens. And she detailed the intimacy of their right. relationship. He moved into another state. He ate her ass.
Right.
And sucked her
and
toes.
Sucked the
which
toes.
Seems a bit serious. Once you're eating ass and sucking
man,
toes. That's a main thing. That's
yeah.
not a side chick thing.
No.
So she was the main. And like we said in the last clip, I have a feeling when it comes to credibility, I believe her. This wasn't a, I heard.
Right.
This is
oh,
a.
Oh, because he was definitely quiet
you got
in
caught.
There. You know, because
yeah,
he was saying
say.
That he was
he
just
didn't
like,
deny it.
You know, he was just kind of got the camera out, my face push, and just wasn't, you know, he wasn't like, what are you talking about? You crazy? Yeah. He was just
he
like,
didn't try to gaslight.
No.
He didn't try to use fuckboy tactics.
No.
No, he just let it happen.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Believing her, do you think that what she did was okay?
Oh, I'm not ever into like destruction of property or tearing people's stuff up. So I thought that was going a little far. But again, I'm not in the female mold or got like I feel like I don't know. Again, maybe Steph, I don't know if you can chime in on this, but I can never see
let's
like
go
no,
to our female expert.
I could never see no dude spray painting
our
something
woman
and that, and that'd
the
be
booth.
Okay. You know?
What she did was fine. He deserved a consequence. What I'm disappointed in as a woman is her lack of covering up her trail. Like, she posted it online. She could get in trouble.
Mm.
And what we're good at is doing stuff in secret. We're moving in silence.
That's good to know. That's good to know about who you are as a person.
I would never do that because...
Of course not,
I would,
because you would deny till you die.
I would deny till I would die, first and foremost. But
sure.
Second off, I would never... I wouldn't, I'm like you, where I wouldn't just fuck up someone's property.
Yeah, that's...
Well, here's the thing. Let's flip this. So, because you said that he deserved the consequences, let's say that this was a guy who did this to a young woman. Would that be okay?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
It's reversed.
Well, okay, I don't think anyone should spray paint cars.
No. Second ago, you were all for it. This was Mighty Morphin Women Power. You were all about this. You were like, let's go Power
Girls.
Let
me backtrack. I don't think anyone should spray paint a car. Do I think he deserved consequences? Yeah, maybe public shame, sure. But she could get in trouble, and it's not cool because he has... to drive that around.
Man, just the laugh that Steph had and talking about how she didn't hide. I want to know some stories. I want to know some stories about
definitely
that's
going to
be an episode.
We're she's definitely
into
keyed a car.
Oh my gosh. No, I haven't.
Because she was like, I can't believe she videotaped it.
Right.
You got to cover your tracks.
I was going
to
say.
This is what you have to
she
do.
She needs to come to the Steph Sabra school
I can
of
help
covering
you.
That
if
up.
You're going to do something like that, be smart about it. That's all I'm saying.
But at the same time, three things. First of all, it was in the moment of passion, which is why acts in the moment of passion have less severe consequences than premeditated actions. Number two, she also did it because she felt disrespected and hurt. And I feel like that's a level of hurt that people get to when you get to that point. And number three, clearly he should have known better because B-word was crazy. Let's be real.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Was.
That wasn't that she knew what was going to happen if he got caught.
Now, was she upset because the toe sucking was
yeah.
so good, or was it not good?
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
like
it was the ass eating.
Maybe
because she brought that up.
Was he?
She brought it up like, "Yo, he eats my ass."
Yeah, right.
Good for you, bro. Okay, suck the toes. Great. Moved state.
Maybe she was mad that someone else was getting those services. You
that's
know, like,
crazy though that he moved there. Eats her ass, sucks her toes, and cheats.
Now, Steph, I want to ask you, would you...
Listen, you know how you weren't... You know what? He should have covered his tracks. You know what? Guys should be sneakier than that. Let me give your speech on what she did towards him and cheating.
That is so not true. One's a reaction, and one is a decision.
Now, would cheating drive you to do something like that, or is there something...
High school stuff, maybe. Now, Steph, no, I would just do silent treatment. You're blocked on everything. Never seeing
blocked.
My face or name again.
Grown woman. Like,
yeah.
I don't have time for this.
Well,
nonsense.
No, of course not. I mean, if you really know your worth, that's... they don't deserve that. Mm. They just deserve to lose you and watch you walk away like a fine ass queen.
Wow. You don't get these toes no more.
No.
It's
no
a reaction.
For you,
it's
no
a decision.
Ass for you.
I heard the whole thing.
These groceries
you know what she
are
decided to
away.
Do? She decided to spray paint this nigga's car. All right, let's go to 222,609 views. You have the right to remain twerking. It is carnival time, and these cops have found out in the best way possible. These cops love working the Caribbean parades. Let's go to this. We're at the Carnival Festival. There's a police officer watching a young lady in short shorts. And those are short shorts. Until now, it's a G-string short. And now, she's just twerking on the cop. The cop is looking around. And now, he's just getting into it.
Everybody's reactions.
She's walking. Got a fatty. Am I allowed to say that?
Man.
Is that... I mean... Look, everybody's walking by envious, like, and he's into it. Now he's just turking around.
I didn't notice.
And then his partner gets one, too.
I was
going to
say, I didn't see them.
The partner gets one, too, and he's just catching it. Oh, you see her. Okay,
now
she left the leg. She left the
leg.
I'm trying to say this in the most proper way for the people on iTunes listening on the podcast, but she's got her ass all up, and he's all up in there. She got pregnant right there.
Right.
She's literally just got pregnant.
Like, first of all, I'm gonna need Black Man. You're gonna do it. Like, just go all out. Like, he's kind of hesitant, or like, you know, looking at his partner. Like, oh, should I do it? I'm gonna halfway do it.
I don't know if he's because he's on the job. Of course,
that's what I'm saying. I
go
was like,
all out and get fired. More fired than you fired, bro.
Right.
You're fired.
That's what
they
I was
posted
saying.
This. You should. This is when you need to shoot the guy videotaping. Like, stop resisting.
Right, because you saw cameras in front
evidence.
Of you. It's not like someone was peeking behind a bush.
Get
like
rid
you
of
see
evidence.
Everybody.
Because now everyone has seen this.
Yeah, you might as
this
well go
out. This is a 222,609 views in 24 hours. That's going to go up.
Just go out in a blaze of glory.
That's
just be
how
like,
it is.
You know,
but sometimes Carnival gets you, bro.
I've never actually been to one, but I've seen enough videos where I'm like...
Stay out of it.
Yeah, I probably don't need to go.
You don't need to be there. You don't need to be that obvious. Because you don't have the right to remain silent. You're married.
Exactly. So that's
you
why
have
I
no
was
rights.
Like, you know what? No, that's...
You're about to get horror spray painted on your car.
There's no story that could be to justify that, you know, just even being in the area. Like, were you on the island?
You're
like,
going to have your wife in your car like, you moved different state, you ate my ass, you sucked my toes.
Here we go.
And then you're out there twerking with this heifer
right
here. Yeah, that's how it goes, but he was enjoying himself. He was definitely having a good time.
You could I loved his partner too, because at first it looked like he kind of moved back like, oh man,
we shouldn't be doing this.
He was looking like, oh yeah, should I don't know,
this is wrong. And then he tried to look away, and then he got one thrown at him too,
right.
And he was like, okay.
And even the people passing by, like you said in the beginning, it's like people were just walking through. And then it's like a couple people were like, oh, what's going on here? You know? And then after a while, it was just full on, yeah.
But I hope he doesn't suffer any consequences, because this is what the community should be. It's having fun, police being there, serve and protect, and get served, I guess, a little.
I just hope nobody got mugged like 20 feet away.
Serve and protect, bro. I hope he used protection. Someone got mugged in the corner. This clip has come in at 242,958 views. Just say no. It's basically a PSA from the hood. A dope fiend has a message for the youth. Stay away from them pills. And this is something that affects people as well. If you could just play this clip, I want everyone to remember this is real. We clearly have someone who's a drug fiend, a user. He's got the itches.
I got shot 2007, 9 times.
And he's telling us...
Nine
he got
times.
Shot 9 times, didn't drop an album.
Percocet. I didn't know what that shit was.
Got hooked on Percocet.
Real that shit took my life away from me. Real rap, bro. I'm always struggling, bro.
Real rap.
That's some DMX verse right there.
No, man.
Real shit.
You know what I mean? I'm out here taking dope now. This shit real. Young boys. Young boys, man. For the niggas, don't let that make no shit fool you on that rap shit, man.
Real
rap. This shit real. That shit had you on this dope fast and weak. Your
real
price
shit.
Start stuffing your fucking mouth.
Real
my
real.
Advice to you young boys, man. Stay away from pills, man.
That's what it is. Stay away from pills. Because people don't realize that prescription medication is our drugs, too.
Oh, yeah.
They are strong, if not stronger, and addictive, if not more addictive.
Yeah.
Because they're clean. They're an actual chemical process that has been developed in a laboratory in order to ease your pain, but also... basically gets you addicted to feeling pain-free.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, especially when you feel your mind gets addicted, your body gets addicted? That is a real thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the whole opioid crisis that the country is in. Now, I don't, like I said, I don't... I saw something actually the other day on the news where they were talking about it. You're just like, man, like I didn't realize like it was to the proportion that it is. Like,
of
in this
course,
country.
The extent that it's at is... is crazy, amazingly man. High. However, I do find it interesting that all of a sudden everyone has this sympathy for drug users, but in the 80s when it was crack in the black neighborhoods, no one cared. But now right. that it's meth in the white neighborhoods, because meth is basically just white crack, all of a sudden everyone cares, and there's rehab centers and facilities, and everyone needs a hug, and it's a problem, it's a sickness, it's mental illness, it's whatever words they describe it. And I'm like, where was all that sympathy in the black neighborhoods in the 80s? Because it was the exact same effect, if not more.
Can we also talk
suffering
about
suffering from PTSD?
His man who was filming just had like the deepest like voice, like that was like that voice, like the homie on the hip hop albums who'd always be like, you know, when the main rapper be talking, they'd be like, yeah, tell it, you know, he was
that's
just
what
like,
it
yeah,
is.
Show.
He, I think the voice was deep because he was like, please don't attack me for some money right now. I don't have any cheeseburgers. No, I don't need you to give me a hand job. I don't have any money for you.
And I'm wondering if Under Armour was looking at that like, that's not quite the advertising that we really wanted, because he was hitting the chest.
No, he was like.
We don't want that on the next commercial, you know? We will leave you.
When it gets wet?
Right.
Like, he was like, when it rains?
He was.
When it gets wet?
Yeah.
You understand? I'm on them drugs. Like, okay, we believe you. But it is, as much as we, of course, have fun with things, we do realize how the serious nature of drug usage. Right. It is a real problem. Prescription drugs are a real problem. And honestly, to everyone out there, just say no. And if you feel like you have an addiction, please, if you see something, say something, bring it up. All these rap lyrics that are talking about the scissorp and the lean and the drugs and the pills and the Xans, well, guess what? Those aren't okay.
No, it's not.
Especially when people are out there, the worst is you're not even dying from them. You're living a long death.
Mm.
You're becoming a zombie. So at least death is immediate and it's done. This is a long-term debilitating process that affects you, the people you love, your family, your friends, your entire community. And that's the truth.
That is the truth. Yeah, stay away from that stuff, people.
Well, that's why we always need to end with a positive note. In this one, 255,828 views. Father's Day. Now, this is what is going on. Respect to all black fathers, because the myth that black fathers aren't there is a myth. Respect these dads and the black fathers. Well, let's remember that the perpetuation of this myth is caused because of the breaking up of the black family due to systematic processes. Let's be very fair about that. So we as a community need to respect our parents, mothers and fathers, the mothers who've stepped up. Of course, we show them a lot of love. But in this particular clip, ending on a positive note, we have these fathers who've showed up for the first day of school for all their children to cheer everyone on, but showed extra love to this kid that was afraid of his first day and did not have his own father be there. So the community stepped up and showed him fatherly love. I love this clip.
It's all good, big guy.
Fortnite, so
they're giving him a hug. Okay. They're trying to relate with Fortnite. And he's not a black kid. It seems like he's Latino, I would believe. And they're showing him so much love, giving him the courage to go to school and know that they will be there for him. And they clap him on, cheer him on, and give him the courage to go into that school, give him that confidence, because that's what a father's role in a lot of ways is. And that was just a beautiful thing to see.
It was. I mean, this, even just watching it again, it just makes me smile, man, because there's something about just black culture, like the way that they could just embrace you in a way where it's like when they were just talking like, hey man, we got the same shoes on, talk about Fortnite, you know, it's just a way you're just like, oh, you feel that love, like, okay. And they really displayed it in a way where you were just like, I felt it through the TV, you know, and you could tell that little boy when he was going through, he's like, oh, okay man, like I still might be crying or feeling bad, but you know,
they showed him so much love. Steph Sabra, I know you have a lot to say about this particular clip.
So cute. I love it so much. I'm glad you ended on a good note.
I'll always end on a good note. But you know what's even crazier? Is that little kid's going to grow up one day, cheat on his girlfriend after eating
her. Oh my gosh. Do not do this.
And get horror written
on
his car.
Focus on the great things.
Where can people find you if you want to be found?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TenereW. That's at TENEREW.
And this has been another episode of World Star Weekly. Of course, I am Teron, literally, and I am Teron the bathrobe heartthrob all across the board, just at IAMTHRAN. Steph Sabra is in the booth. We love you so much. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you all at home. We love your comments. Comment below, let us know what you think. think. If you're on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating we so greatly deserve. Share it. Spread the love. Share the love. And also, if you have any clips that you want us to play, let us know. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for keeping us being the ESPN of TV talk. Guys, this has been our World Star Weekly wrap up. Hopefully the women, is that the word I'm talking? The women will be back next week where we can get that perspective. Just remember, the world is full of stars, but also world stars. It's up to you which one you want to be. Until next weekly,
World Star.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.